KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's mostly clear and 18 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high of 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Firefighters from Audubon, Templeton, and Dedham were on the scene of a hog confinement facility fire Thursday morning in Audubon County. Audubon Fire Chief John Ballou told KJAN News the blaze at the private hog confinement facility located at 2516 150th Street northeast of Audubon was reported at around 7:20 a.m. Thursday.
Well, when we got there, the entire attic space was on fire, and I called in tankers from Templeton and Dedham to assist with water, and We got it knocked down and held the fire damage to the attic area.
About 20 hogs were lost, but another 360 were saved. A dollar amount of the damage was not available, but Ballou said the roof will likely need to be replaced. No injuries were reported, and crews were on the scene for a little more than 2 hours. Well, the Cass County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an accident that occurred around 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday resulted in two people being transported to the hospital in Atlantic. 35-year-old Paul Stinn of Atlantic was driving a 2004 Ford pickup truck westbound on Highway 6 near the railroad overpass and had slowed for traffic in front of him. A 2002 Dodge Dakota pickup driven by 35-year-old Heather Passain of Audubon rear-ended Stinn's truck, causing a total of about $20,000 damage. Authorities cited Passain for failure to stop. Montgomery County man was injured during a rollover accident Thursday morning in Pottawatomie County. Pott County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds told KJAN News 22-year-old Dominic Tilson of rural Elliott suffered from a head injury and was transported by LifeNet helicopter to Creighton University Medical Center's trauma unit following the crash that happened around 5:10 a.m. Thursday. Reynolds said Tilson was traveling southbound on 500th Street near the intersection of County Road M47 when a deer ran in front of his vehicle. Tilson swerved to miss the animal, causing his 1988 Toyota Camry to go out of control. The car rolled multiple times before coming to rest in a ditch. Tilson was found in the front yard of his girlfriend's home about a mile away. He told authorities he doesn't remember how he got there. When rescuers arrived, he told them he could not feel his hands. A report on his condition is currently not available. Montgomery County man was arrested Wednesday in Cass County on an OWI charge. Sheriff's officials say 50-year-old Randall Joe Connery of Elliott was taken into custody on charges of OWI third or subsequent offense and driving while barred. Connery was brought to the Cass County Jail, where he remained held pending a hearing before the magistrate. Officials of the City of Atlantic have announced a seasonal change in operation of hours for the yard waste site. Effective Monday, November 24th, the winter hours of operation of the site are on Saturdays only from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The city reminds citizens to only bring their trees, branches, grass, garden waste, and or leaves to the yard waste site. Officials at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic say a recent audit by Groenewald Bell Kind & Company, P.C., shows the hospital remained financially strong during the 2014 fiscal year. Susan Daniels, CCMH Chief Financial Officer, said the staff at CCMH is to be commended on another great year for the hospital. She said their knowledgeable staff is increasingly important during this time of change in the national health care landscape, and that they appreciate their efforts to keep CCMH a first-class hospital and economic engine in our community. Some of the highlights of the audit include the hospital's unrestricted funds revenues totaled $38.95 million for the year ending June 30, 2014, and that is a 2.4% increase from 2013. The revenues included $33.4 million in net patient revenue, $638,300 in other operating revenue, $2.16 million from Cass County, and $132,200 in investment income. Expenses for the year totaled nearly $36.3 million, which was a 2.6% increase from the previous year, and included just over $6.2 million for nursing services, nearly $13.7 million for other professional services, and $8.86 million for fiscal and administrative services. The increase in revenues, according to officials, was primarily due to higher reimbursement for services provided to Medicare and Medicaid beneficiaries, as well as increased retail pharmacy income. The increase in expenses was primarily due to increased depreciation and interest as a result of the hospital completing its construction projects. And the audit concluded there were no necessary corrective measures needed. A copy of the audit report is available for review in the Office of the Auditor of State and the CCMH Chief Executive Officer's Office. Iowa Governor Terry Branstad's office announced on Thursday the governor has made several appointments to Iowa's various boards and commissions. Included among the more than one half dozen appointees is Kathleen Parris of Audubon, and she was appointed to the Health Facilities Council. as well as Timothy Carmody of Council Bluffs, who was appointed to the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy Council. The appointments were effective on Thursday. They are unpaid positions and subject to Iowa Senate confirmation in the 2015 legislative session. Elsewhere in state news, Governor Terry Branstad says he'll hold a series of budget hearings as he readies the next state financial plan. Department heads and elected officials are set to present information to Branstad and the staff beginning today. More than 40 hearings will be held, concluding in mid-December. Branstad will present his next proposed budget to the legislature in early 2015. Department of Management Director David Roederer said Thursday that the state must be cautious as it drafts a plan because revenue growth has slowed. That's due in part to the falling corn and soybean prices paid to farmers. The state's current general fund balance includes nearly $7 billion in spending. While state revenues have grown compared to the previous year, the gains have been more modest than originally anticipated. An index of the rural economy in 10 Midwestern and Plains states says growth was neutral in October. The rural Main Street Index hit 50 in November, up from 43.4 in the previous month. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says that even though the index rose sharply, low grain and energy prices continue to restrain the rural economy. Higher input costs and lower crop prices are squeezing farm profitability across the region. Farmland prices declined for the 12th straight month, and farm equipment sales declined for the 16th consecutive month. Bankers also reported a nearly 30% increase in regulatory compliance costs since the passage of the Dodd-Frank bill in Congress. Well, President Obama has unveiled expansive executive actions on immigration. Obama says immigrants who lived illegally in the U.S. for more than 5 years can avoid being deported if their children are citizens or lawful permanent residents, and they pass background checks and pay fees. They also can get work permits. Obama says he wants immigration enforcement efforts to focus on felons and not families. The reaction from Iowa's congressional delegation to President Obama's immigration order includes one suggestion that Congress vote to publicly and formally reprimand Obama for his actions. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
Democratic Senator Tom Harkin says Obama has taken common sense steps and is doing the right thing. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley says Obama has taken the wrong way forward and is poisoning the well for future action on immigration reform. Democratic Congressman Dave Loebsack of Iowa City says he has concerns about the president acting without congressional approval. But Loebsack says he hopes the president's executive order now spurs House Republicans to vote on an immigration reform bill. Republican Congressman Steve King of Kyron is a leading critic of amnesty for any illegal immigrant. He says no one in Congress wants to throw the country in turmoil and impeach the president. But King suggested during an appearance last night on CNN that Congress might vote to censure Obama instead. I'm O.K. Henderson.
Our news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments, at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call them at 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.